welcome. Special greetings to the Qigong community, students, teachers, practitioners of Qigong. I am coming to you from this virtual space of the Qigong Institute. I'm here with Francesco Garipoli, the chairman, President Tom Rogers, and I am Josie Weaver, vice president of the Qigong Institute. So welcome everyone, and we're really happy to be here with you. And Francesco, what do you have to highlight today?
Well, first I want to mention that what you're watching is Qigong Today, which is a concept that the three of us who are the board of the Qigong Institute, a beautiful nonprofit organization that's been around for a while that Tom will tell you about shortly, that helps get information out about Qigong and energy medicine. So what I really love to share is that this organization is a nonprofit group that works hard, and we all volunteer to get some good information out. And Tom has done an amazing task lately. You don't understand how much time goes into it, especially when you volunteer, to pull together research from around the world. And the website is fantastic. When you come visit the Qigong Institute website, I'll share some of my favorites a little bit later. You'll understand that this website is a treasure trove of information for people who are interested in Qigong, Tai Chi, and energy medicine at any level. So Tom has got some things to share. And so Tom, please take over and share some of the interesting things about the Qigong Institute for us.
Well, the Qigong Institute was started by Dr. Ken Sancerre after a distinguished career at SRI International Stanford Research Institute, Menlo Park, California. He had over 70 publications in material science and had some patents as well. So he retires and then he looks around for something that's going to satisfy his intellectual curiosity. And Effie Chow helped him discover Qigong. So he was very interested as a scientist, of course, in figuring out exactly how it worked from a scientific standpoint. But that was the early 80s. And then the only research that was being carried out on Qigong was in China. And the only information on that research was in proceedings, and the proceedings were in Chinese. But it turns out that the abstracts were included in the proceedings, and the abstracts were in English. So Ken gathered all of these abstracts and put in some more of his own, so that by the mid-90s, he had over 1,000 abstracts in what he called the online Qigong database. And this is one of the very first online databases for any type of research, and it's certainly the only one for Qigong. And it now has over 16,000 abstracts on Qigong and energy medicine. So he used this database to produce his seminal paper, The Anti-Aging Benefits of Qigong. And we can see here that we've gone to the database, and I already searched for him, Sancerre, you can see author, and The Anti-Aging Benefits of Qigong. Now we can view that abstract, and here it is. And so the abstracts often have enough information to really give a great idea about what the new research is actually all about. And the Qigong Institute database has abstracts, but it doesn't have full articles, because full articles require copyright, and we don't have that. But the abstract will give you the information that you need in order to find the full article. And in this case, we actually have the full article on the Qigong Institute website, because the Qigong Institute produced it. So the Anti-Aging Benefits of Qigong is a seminal paper because it showed with this information from China that improving health for chronic conditions, including cardiovascular, hypertension, aging, and cancer. And it also showed that Qigong plus drugs was more effective than drugs alone. And the main conclusion of this early paper was that the Qigong exercise helps the body heal itself. So Josie, I think you've got some up-to-date information on this?
Yeah, Tom, there was some recent research that came out on COVID-19, and you know, we're all dealing with COVID-19 on some level. And this particular research I'm sharing now on screen, you could see Qigong being researched for the prevention, the treatment, and rehabilitation of COVID-19 in older adults. And I've highlighted here for you that Qigong has this potential role in the to reduce stress, promote emotional regulation, strengthening of the respiratory muscles. It's just that this is the type of thing that Qigong does. And what I like about this article is that abdominal breathing is identified as Qigong. We have our favorites, Badua Jin, of course, are in there. But this corresponds to another article I just want to highlight really quickly. This is not a Qigong article, but it highlights that emotional regulation aspect of Qigong, which is to be optimistic and not fear. So of these 500 adults in, I think it was Belgian and Dutch adults here, people who were less afraid actually were more resistant. And that's just something we want to have in mind, because that's what Qigong is. It's going to help us really be resilient. And Francesco, didn't you have something to say about that one as well? I stopped sharing.
Well, you know, the great thing here is that we all know these things intuitively. If you're interested in Qigong in any way, you know the benefits. You know, I've been teaching for 3 decades now and studying Qigong and energy medicine for 40 years. And each of us on the Qigong Institute understand Qigong because we are practitioners, Tai Chi, Qigong, meditation, mindfulness. We understand how these elements all come together in Qigong, which is great. And I think a lot of people don't realize the benefits of Qigong and how research in other areas feeds and supports Qigong. So when you see a mindfulness study, when you see a study on diaphragmatic breathing, when you see a study on the vagus nerve, all these great things you could find out in the Qigong Institute's database, you start to realize and put together intuitively and literally what Qigong is all about. And I think that's why we're so passionate about this. You know, for me, I go to the database and research things that are important to me. So I'm going to share the screen here. I'm going to go to the Qigong database here. This is the homepage. Okay. This is what you'll see when you go to the QigongInstitute.org website. You can see the fruits of Tom Rogers, our president's hard labor. And this is the new version of the homepage, which I'm so happy, because right here, front and center, next to Ken Sancier, who Tom was just talking about, our founder, is the Qigong Energy Medicine Database. So if I click on search the database, I come up with a very simple interface. And I want everybody to be as excited about us about this, because if you practice Qigong or you're interested in Qigong, you teach Qigong, to help empower you is to understand some of the science and some of the research going on. And one of the big things, as Josie just kind of pointed to, is stress is a big issue when it comes to COVID. So I'm going to type in the word stress, hit go. I know Tom likes to have everything all organized, but I'm going to do this real way here. I'm going to do just as you would do. I click the date to find the most current information on it. And what I found out just recently, I slid down here and I found this great research here, Qigong Mind Body Program for Caregivers of Cancer Patients. Now, I had 2 family members who died, my mom and my younger sister, this past year. So this was pertinent to me. So I used the database for something that was important in my life that made sense as a Qigong teacher to understand about stress for people who are dealing with, in this case, cancer patients. But of course, it could apply to anybody who is a caregiver. And when you look down this list, it's got a tremendous amount of information, including the people at Harvard Medical School, like Peter Wayne, who Josie and Tom are in regular contact with. So we see are real people who are doing research. This is a randomized control study here with 54 cancer caregivers. I love this idea because it brings to life what Qigong can do. This is, again, here I'll highlight again, this is a Qigong intervention using the eight brocades, which is a very old and wonderful style of Qigong, to bring science and good information together about what Qigong can do in a real world situation. So that's what it's about. And that's what we want to share here in the Qigong Institute, that we have an amazing resource for people. It's free. It's something that's online 24/7. And if you're willing to put a little bit of time into it, you can find some great information about Qigong and things that could help you as a practitioner, as a teacher, as a interested person in Qigong and healing.